106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawks' desk at Lake Michigan College. We get ready for tonight's MCCAA Western Conference Women's Men's Doubleheader as Lake Michigan College entertains Grand Rapids Community College. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for Grand Rapids, coming in at 7-7 in the conference. They are 16-9 on the season. Head coach David Glazer's lineup. Three guards and two forwards. Your guards are Haley Bremeyer. Bremeyer is a 5'9 sophomore out of Belding, Michigan. Another guard is Raven Mundy. Raven is a 5'6 sophomore out of Kentwood. And the third guard is Elias Sargent. Sargent, a 5'6 freshman out of Cedar Springs. And the two forwards for Grand Rapids tonight are Maya Jordan. Maya, a 5'11 sophomore out of Kentwood. And Emily Pendred. Emily is a 5'10 sophomore out of East Lansing. For Lake Michigan College and head coach Patrick Daniel, a 12-2 in the conference, 20-5 on the season. His starting guards are Samantha Jenkins. Sam is a 5'8 sophomore out of Gahanna, Ohio. Monet Palmer is another guard, a 5'9 sophomore out of Ypsilanti. And the third guard is Lachelle Knox. Lachelle, a 5'8 freshman out of Benton Harbor from Lakeshore High School. And the two forwards for Lake Michigan College tonight are Jayla Bibbs. Jayla, a 5'9 freshman from Buchanan, and Delaney Basker, a 5'10 freshman from Mishawaka. Those are the starters. We're about ready to get underway with Lake Michigan College and Grand Rapids Community College here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And as soon as we're done here from the Hawks Nest, we've got NCAA basketball, and it is a good one, a showdown in the ACC as North Carolina takes on Duke. Duke coming in number one in the country. And we'll have that one for you coming up. Tip off shortly after 9 o'clock. We'll get to it as soon as we're done here at the Hawks Nest. Lake Michigan College and Grand Rapids here on WSJM Sports. Lake Michigan College is their home white uniforms. Grand Rapids in the road navy blues. And the opening tip is taken by LMC. And a quick pass to the left side of the lane. Layup for Lachelle Knox. In and out, no good. Grand Rapids away with the defensive rebound. Haley Bremeyer will get it up over the timeline to the top of the key. Open three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Basker, the rebound for LMC. She's tied up. We've got a jump ball, and the alternate possession will go to LMC. So the Lady Redhawks will have it inbound underneath the Grand Rapids bucket. Swing it out to the right side, into the right wing. Here's Jayla Bibbs. Bibbs left side of the lane to Basker. She'll lay it up, no good. Travel on the way into the lane, and the turnover is going to give it back to Grand Rapids. The Raiders against full court pressure. They get it to the right side. Mundy in between the circles to Bremeyer, and Bremeyer to set up the offense from there. Bounce it into the right wing, to the right side of the lane to Jordan. Her outlet pass top of the key is tipped away. Loose ball's picked up by LMC. Monet Palmer will get it down the right side for the Red Hawks. As she'll look to drive right side of the lane, lay it up and good. Monet Palmer, the first points of the night. LMC will take an early 2-0 lead. Grand Rapids again against full court pressure. Will get it up over the timeline. Dish it along the baseline. Kicking into the left wing. Almost thrown away, but Mundy tracks it down. Her bounce pass along the near sideline, intercepted by Monet Palmer. And here comes LMC once again. Palmer down the left side of the lane. She'll get it down low to Bibbs. Jayla will lay it up and good. Jayla Bibbs with two, and LMC the 4-0 lead. Full court pressure. 8.5 to go here in quarter number one. Mundy right in front of the LMC bench along the near sideline. Dump pass down low, tipped away, and the loose ball tracked down by LMC. And here come the Lady Redhawks once again. Looking to score in transition. Quickly, Jenkins will go left side to Palmer. Now LMC will slow things down. Monet in the left wing. We'll get it back to Jayla Bibbs. Cuts down the lane, loses it on the floor, picks up by Basker. And then Delaney will look to lay it up. It's stripped away, and the loose ball is picked up by Grand Rapids. And now here come the Raiders. Sargent to the free throw line. Ball tipped away. She gets it back into the right wing to Bremeyer. Bremeyer, and now to the left side. Mundy, a three-point jumper is good. Nothing but net for Raven Mundy, and we've got a timeout on the floor. So we'll step aside with 7:40 to go opening quarter. It's LMC 4, Grand Rapids 3 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Lake Michigan College, the Hawks Nest after the timeout. LMC the basketball. The Lady Red Hawks lead it 4-3, coming up on 7.5 minutes to go in quarter number one. Monet Palmer has it for the Red Hawks, drives the left side of the lane. She'll lean in. Her jumper is deflected by Jordan, and here comes Grand Rapids. Well, I will leave it off for Sargent. And Elia, right wing to Mundy. Into the left wing, she'll find Bremeyer. Three-point jumper is good. Haley Bremeyer with a three, and Grand Rapids takes a two-point lead, 6-4. 3 minutes gone in quarter number one. Jenkins, top of the key, Bibbs. Jailer drive right side, back to Jenkins, right side, open for a three, got it. Samantha Jenkins, her first bucket comes outside the arc. She's got three. It's a 7-6 LMC lead. Grand Rapids to basketball. Raiders up over the timeline. Left side to Mundy. She'll look to drive from the left wing. Leave it off to the far side. Sargent, she'll drive it in. Running jumper from the left side of the lane. No good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. It's going to go to LMC. The Red Hawks will inbound in the backcourt. Uncontested. Grand Rapids back into their half-court defense. Monet Palmer will bring it to the top of the key down the right side of the lane. Scoop up a shot, and she got it. Monet Palmer with a nice drive down the right side of the lane. She's got 4 points, and it's a 9-6 LMC lead. Grand Rapids to inbound against full court pressure once again. They'll bring it down the right side. Sargent, her pass to the right is lost out of bounds into the scorer's table, and the turnover is going to give it back to LMC. The Red Hawks defense paying dividends on that possession. They'll get it off. The turnover, up by three, coming up on 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Monet Palmer, pull-up jumper at the free throw line, no good. It rims out, and the rebound will come out to Grand Rapids. Mundy down the near sideline. Bring it to the top of the key, looks down low. There's nothing there, so leave it off for Ellie Bremeyer. Just at left side for Sargent. Looking at a 2-3 LMC zone. Ball tipped away out high by Samantha Jenkins. Sam will dip it down low to a wide open Jayla Bibbs, and she'll lay it up and good. Bibbs has got four. 11-6 is the LMC lead. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Grand Rapids the basketball. Bremeyer, right side to Sargent around the perimeter to Mundy, left wing. 3-point jumper, got it again. 2-for-2, Raven Mundy. She's got 6 points. It's 11-9 LMC. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Monet Palmer out high. Whistle and a foul. She was ranking her way to the right side. It's going to be on a screen out high on LMC. It looks like it's going to be on Lachelle Knox. And for Lachelle, her first personal foul. And the team's first. Grand Rapids, a chance to tie. Three-pointer. Gives them lead once again under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bremeyer to the free throw line. She finds Jordan. She'll travel with it, looking to make her way toward the lane. And the turnover is going to give it back to LMC. Red Hawks coming into the contest tied with Muskegon for first place in the MCCAA Western Conference. Muskegon taking on Kalamazoo Valley tonight. Pull-up jumper. Bibbs along the baseline. Left side is good. Jayla Bibbs now 6 points on the night. 13-9, LMC with the lead, coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mundy will go right side to Bremeyer, looks to drive in, she'll dump it down low, short jumper, Maya Jordan, no good, but she's fouled on the shot. LMC foul is on Delaney Basker. For Delaney, her first, that's second on LMC. The free throws coming up for Maya Jordan. Had 6 points in the loss to LMC the first time they played in Grand Rapids. Looking for her first points tonight, first trip to the line, and the first one is good. And more coming up for Jordan, the 5'11 sophomore, went to Godwin Heights High School. She hails from Kentwood, Michigan. Taylor Segelis checking into the lineup for LMC in between the free throws. Delaney Basker will get a breather. Second free throw for Jordan, rims around and down. She's 2 of 2 from the line. Makes it a 13-11 LMC lead. Red Hawks the basketball. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Jenkins, right side to Bibbs. Pull up jumper right side of the lane, no good. LaShelle Knox the rebound. She'll get it down low to Palmer. Short pass into the baseline area for Bibbs. Jumper up, no good, but it's knocked out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. It's going to stay with LMC. The Red Hawks will inbound, new shot clock. They'll inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. 4:07 to go first quarter. 13-11 is the LMC lead. Jenkins, middle of the paint, ball tipped away, and here comes Grand Rapids. Right side Sergeant, right in front of the LMC bench to find Maya Jordan. Jordan, pass to the free throw line, tipped away, and the loose ball picked up by LMC. Monet Palmer quickly down the right side for the Lady Red Hawks to the top of the key to the free throw line, drives it in, and a foul on the way in. And looks like the Grand Rapids foul is on Hallie Bremeyer. Bremeyer her first, and the team's second. LMC to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end, and a foul as the pass comes in. No, it was kicked away back out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. Couple substitutions for the Raiders. Carly Odom will check in for the first time tonight. Kendall Griffune will also check in. Pass is knocked out of bounds off of Grand Rapids once again. It's going to stay with LMC, the inbound in the offensive end. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Lake Michigan College leads it 13-11. Sam Jenkins to toss it in for the Lady Red Hawks. And a pass along the baseline is intercepted by Grand Rapids. Nice job defensively there by the Raiders. And here come the Raiders. On the near sideline, Bremeyer passed into the paint. Will come back out high to the free throw line now. It's Sargent, right side Jordan, into the corner right side. Three-point jumper for Bremeyer, no good. Rebound to LMC. Jayla Bibbs quickly down the right side for the Lady Redhawks. LMC the basketball up by two. Bibbs goes baseline right side, off balance, jumper, score it. Jayla Bibbs got 8 points tonight. LMC up by four, 15-11. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Bremeyer passed into the paint over everybody's head and out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to LMC on the dead ball. Lady Redhawk coach Patrick Daniels is going to go to the bench. Morgan Hughes will check in for the first time tonight for LMC. Monet Palmer will get a breather. LMC to inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Sam Jenkins jogging up over the timeline. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and LMC up 15-11. Jenkins to the top of key, Hughes, and as the pass comes out, we'll have a foul. And it looks like that's going to be on Grand Rapids and Haley Bremeyer. Haley will pick up her second personal. Team's third of the quarter. Inbound pass will come to Segelis. Taylor will bring it right side. Now into the right corner. She'll find Sam Jenkins. Back to Segelis. Hook shot down low. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back off the glass. That rolls out no good. The rebound comes out to Griffune for Grand Rapids. Pass down into the paint. Stolen away by LMC. Here comes Morgan Hughes. Right side to Bibbs. Jayla outside the arc. Thought about a three, instead she'll get it to Hughes. Hash mark right side, top of the key to Jenkins. Now left side, just inside the arc, a jumper for Segelis, no good. Rebound comes out to Brianna Alexander. Alexander's short jumper in the paint, no good, and Grand Rapids away with the rebound. Quickly down the left side, Bremeyer, she'll drive it in, lay it up. It's blocked out of bounds off LMC. It's going to stay with Grand Rapids underneath. On the dead ball, David Glazer is going to go back to the bench. Raven Mundy will check back into the lineup for Grand Rapids. Raiders to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Inbound pass is tipped out of bounds by Jayla Bibbs. It's going to stay with Grand Rapids. 2:07 to go, first quarter. 15-11 is the LMC lead. Inbound pass will come out to Carly Odom. She stands near the midcourt circle to Mundy, left side. Three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Bibbs the defensive rebound for LMC. Jayla to the free throw line, goes right side. Hughes is open for three off the front of the rim. That's no good. And the rebound to Grand Rapids and Elias Sargent. Sargent directing traffic inside or in between the circles. Pass to the left side is intercepted by Jayla Bibbs. Bibbs will get it down low to Sam Jenkins. She'll lay it up, no good, but a foul on the shot. Jenkins is going to go to the line to shoot two. Grand Rapids foul is on Elias Sargent. Her first. And the team's fourth. Sam Jenkins to the line. First time tonight. She's got 3 points. And the first free throw is good. One more coming up for Sam. The 5'8 sophomore had 19 points in the first meeting between the two. The LMC win in Grand Rapids. Second free throw is around and in. Sam Jenkins 2 for 2 on that trip. She's got 5 points, 17-11. The LMC up, lead up to six, their biggest advantage of the quarter. A minute and a half to go in quarter number one. Mundy along the baseline right side to Jordan. 15-foot jumper is good. Ryan Jordan's got 4 points. 17-13, the LMC lead at four. Lady Redhawks to basketball. Jenkins gonna be picked up by Sargent defensively. She dribbles it to the right side. Left wing to Bibbs. Near the corner left side to Hughes. Inside the arc, her jumper is deflected. Loose ball picked up by Bibbs. Jumper no good. Second attempt is up and no good for Brianna Alexander, and a foul going for the loose ball rebound. This is gonna be on LMC. And the Lady Redhawk foul is on Taylor Segelis. Taylor, her first, and the team's third. 1 minute to go, opening quarter. LMC leads at 17-13. Grand Rapids to walk it up over the timeline. Carly Odom. You can get that 2-3 LMC zone. We'll go to Mundy at the hash mark right side. Raven, the right side of the lane. Pass then intercepted, but it's tracked back down again by Grand Rapids. 10 seconds to shoot. In the left side, Sargent along the baseline. Jordan leans in, jumper is no good. Alexander, the defensive rebound for LMC. We got it to Jenkins. Sam down the left sideline. Goes right wing to Hughes. She'll drive it. Now leave it right side of the lane for Jayla Bibbs. She'll drive it in, look to lay it up. No good, but she's fouled on the way up. And Jayla goes to the line to shoot some free throws. Grand Rapids foul is on Maya Jordan. For Maya, her first personal foul. And the fifth in the quarter on Grand Rapids. Sends Jayla Bibbs to the line for the first time tonight. She's got 8 points. And her first free throw off the front of the rim and off, no good. One more coming up for Jayla, freshman out of Buchanan. Second free throw for Bibbs is good. Jayla 1 for 2 that trip. She's got 9 points, 18-13. LMC the lead, Grand Rapids the basketball. Odom, the right side to Mundy. She'll drive it, kick it left side of the lane. Leaning jumper is up and good for Griffune. Kendall Griffune with 2 points. 18-15, LMC the lead. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Jenkins, top of the key, goes to Hughes. Her deep three-point jumper is no good at the buzzer. That's gonna do it for the first quarter. We will take a break. Score after one. Lake Michigan College 18, Grand Rapids Community College 15 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at hardings.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are your specials for this week. 4-count Hunt snack pack pudding or gelatins are 10 for $10. Chicken drumsticks or thighs are 10 pounds for $10. And you can get 10 pounds of sirloin and pork roast for $10.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawks desk. We have played one quarter in this MCCAA Western Conference matchup. Lake Michigan College 18, Grand Rapids 15. The alternate possession will belong to Grand Rapids to begin quarter number two. Jayla Bibbs leading LMC with a game-high 9 points for Grand Rapids. Raven Mundy leading the way with six. Along the baseline, left side, Griffune. She'll look to lay it up, no good. Loose ball is tracked down by Grand Rapids. 10 seconds to shoot, pass into the paint is lost out of bounds off LMC. It'll stay with Grand Rapids. They'll inbound underneath with 9 seconds on the shot clock. She'll inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Bounce it to the left wing. Jordan to the free throw line. Drives the lane. Her shot is rejected by Sigelis. Loose ball picked up by Monet Palmer. Palmer to the right side. Leaves it off for Alexander. Brianna left wing to Jenkins. Left side along the baseline. Lachelle Knox. Jumper no good. Palmer the rebound for LMC. Lost it on the floor. Tracked down by Alexander. Back to Palmer. Monet leaning jumper right side of the lane. No good, but she's fouled on the way up. Monet goes to the line to shoot two. Grand Rapids foul is on Kendall Griffune. Kendall, her first. Team's first of the quarter. Monet Palmer at the line to shoot two. First one off the side of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Monet. Had 17 points the other night in the win over Jackson. Got four here tonight. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound will come to Grand Rapids. Elias Sargent bounces it left side to Mundy. Raven goes right side of the lane and the ball lost out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. It's going to go back to LMC. Redhawks up by three, 18-15. 1 minute gone here in quarter number one. At the Hawks Nest, women's portion of our doubleheader. Sam Jenkins, chest high pass goes right side to Palmer, into the paint to Sigelis. Taylor looks to lay it up, it was deflected, gets it back, loses it along the baseline, and the turnover goes back to Grand Rapids. The catcher Daniel's gonna go back to the bench for LMC. Elisha Craig will check in for the first time tonight. Taylor Sigelis will head out. 8:47 till halftime. 18-15 is the LMC lead. Odom on the right side to Mundy. In the corner right side, Jordan just inside the arc. Her jumper for two is good. Maya Jordan's got 6 points. 18-17. LMC up by one with the basketball. 8.5 to go till halftime. Knox, top of the key, goes to Craig. Elisha left side, pass is tipped away. Loose ball's picked up by Elias Sargent. She'll drive it in, lay it up, no good. Brianna Alexander, the defensive rebound for LMC. Right side to Palmer. Monet, set up 3-point jumper from the right side is no good. And the rebound, Griffune for Grand Rapids. To Mundy and Raven to jog it up over the timeline. She'll be picked up by Palmer defensively. She'll back off now into the 2-3 zone. To the left wing, a 3-point jumper is no good. Carly Odom and the rebound to LMC. Sam Jenkins. Left side of the lane, we'll bring it out near the near sideline in front of the Grand Rapids bench. Comes out to Knox. Lachelle goes back to Jenkins. Right wing to Palmer. Bounce it right side of the lane to Brianna Alexander. Nice give and go down low to Jenkins. And kind of a behind the back layup. Bounces out, no good. And the rebound to Grand Rapids. 7.5 to go till halftime. 18-17, LMC the lead. Grand Rapids the basketball. Mundy from the deep left wing. Long range 3-point jumper is nothing but net. Raven Mundy, her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 9 points and Grand Rapids up by two. matches their biggest advantage of the night. LMC is led by as many as six. Knotts has it, left side. Her pass into the paint, tipped away, but it's tracked down by Craig. Elisha, get it to Jenkins, right wing Palmer, 9 seconds to shoot. To Craig at the free throw line. Her pull-up jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Palmer, the rebound put back is no good, but she's fouled on the way up, and Monet goes back to the free throw line. And the foul underneath on Grand Rapids is on Maya Jordan. That'll be her second personal foul. And the team's second of the quarter. Monet Palmer back to the free throw line. She's got 4 points tonight. Looking for her first points of the second quarter, and she gets it there with that free throw. And more coming up for Monet. Substitution for Grand Rapids in between the free throws as Emily Pendred will re-enter the lineup for the Raiders. Second free throw coming up for Palmer. Rims out, no good. And the rebound will come to Grand Rapids. Pendred will leave it off for Odom. Carly in between the circles, looks left side, nothing there. Now she'll go right wing. Sargent lost it on the floor, out of bounds into the LMC bench, and it goes back to the Lady Redhawks. LMC trailing by one with the basketball, coming up on 6.5 minutes to go till halftime. Monet Palmer to the top of the key. Brianna Alexander, right side Jenkins, bounce it right side of the lane to Palmer. Monet will lay it up and rolls out, no good. Elisha Craig, the rebound, she's tied up. We've got a jump ball, and the alternate possession will keep it with LMC. 6:19 to go in the half. Grand Rapids 20, Lake Michigan College 19 here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Benton Harbor on the dead ball. Patrick Daniels got to go back to the bench as Jayla Bibbs will re-enter the lineup for LMC. Monet Palmer checks out for Coach Daniel and the Red Hawks. Jenkins to toss it in along the baseline in the offensive end. Right side Knox. Hand it back off to Jenkins. Sam, right wing to Bibbs. Jayla to the free throw line. Back to Jenkins, left side. Open for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes out to Grand Rapids. Sargent has it in between the circles. Bounce it left side for Odom. Now to Mundy. She'll drive it to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is good. Raven Mundy's having a nice ball game. She's got 11 points on the night. Hit two the last time the two teams met. 22-19. Grand Rapids up by three. LMC the basketball coming up on 5.5 minutes to play in the half. Alexander right side of the lane for LMC will get it to Bibbs. Jayla double dribbles, making her way toward the lane, and the turnover goes back to Grand Rapids. The Raiders will inbound, but before they do, timeout on the floor. We'll step aside, 5.5 to go in the half. It's Grand Rapids 22, LMC 19 on 106.1 at 1400 WSJM Sports.
Temperatures go up and temperatures go down. And sometimes when they go down, they go way down. When your thermostat acts like a yo-yo, remember the Crew in Blue is here to keep you in your comfort zone. Any weather, any circumstance, any budget. For immediate help financing any service or any equipment, see City's website today. That's cityplumbing-heating.com. Call the Crew in Blue at City today, a Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, keeping you in your comfort zone.
When you're sick of staring at the same four walls.
Oh, you got the cabin fever.
When you're sick of driving the same four wheels.
Doc, we've got another acute case of needs a new motoritis fever.
Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgeman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their immediate need to clear out winter inventory and OW now. Get out. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgeman. Cure your fever today.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Grand Rapids timeout, Raiders to basketball. We're now at 5:20 to go till halftime. Grand Rapids 22, Lake Michigan College 19. Women's part of our doubleheader here on WSJM Sports. Harley Odom has in the corner right side for Grand Rapids. Looks to dribble away from traffic, tied up. She'll get it to Griffin along the baseline right side. Jumper from about 15 is no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of LMC. It's going to stay with Grand Rapids. 5:07 to go in the second quarter. Grand Rapids, the 3-point lead. Toss it to Griffin, left side of the lane. Short jumper is good for Kendall. She's got 4 points tonight, and Grand Rapids takes a 5-point advantage, 24-19, under 5 minutes to go till halftime. Jenkins will toss it to Bibbs near the hash mark left side. Lob it left side of the lane for Delaney Basker. Right side to Jenkins, just inside the arc. Her jumper from the right wing is good. Sam Jenkins, her first bucket of the quarter. She's got 7 points on the night, 24-21. Grand Rapids leads it by three with the basketball. Coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sargent along the left sideline into the corner. She'll leave it off for Odom. 3-point jumper is blocked. It goes out of bounds off LMC. It will stay with Grand Rapids with 14 seconds on the shot clock. The officials want to make sure they get the call right. The official along the baseline near the block, it said it went out of bounds off the block, and we want to make sure they got it right, and they're convinced they do. So it's Grand Rapids basketball along the baseline on the offensive end. Elias Sargent to toss it in to the left of the Grand Rapids basket. Comes to the top of the key to Pendred. Into the right wing, Mundy. Look out for her from outside the arc. She's already got 3 3-pointers. She'll dump it into the paint. Intercepted by Brianna Alexander. Alexander, right side to Bibbs. Bibbs along the baseline, steps out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Grand Rapids. Raiders the basketball, 4:10 to go in the half. They lead it by three, 24-21. Lake Michigan College basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement, LLC, and Siemens in Bridgman. As the Raiders get it up over the timeline, foul on LMC. On the shot, shot was no good. LMC follows on Jayla Bibbs, her first, and the team's first of the quarter. First free throw coming up for Raven Mundy is good. Her first trip to the line tonight. One more coming up for Mundy. She's a 5'6 sophomore out of Kentwood, went to Tri-Unity Christian High School. And her second free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's picked up by Grand Rapids. Pendred will come out to Mundy. Grand Rapids up by four with the basketball. Hash mark right side to Odom to the free throw line. She finds Pendred. Trumper from there, no good. Delaney Basker the rebound for LMC. To Monet Palmer. Palmer drives it from the left side. She'll lay it off the glass. Rolls out, no good. Bibbs the rebound put back off is no good. And the loose ball rebound, Alexander Brianna's put back is no good, but she's fouled on the way up. And the Grand Rapids foul, looks like it's going to be on Kendall Griffin. Kendall will pick up her second personal foul. Team's third of the quarter. Brianna Alexander at the line to shoot two for LMC. The first one rattles around and down. One more coming up for Brianna, 5'7 sophomore out of River Valley High School. Second free throw is also good. Brianna, 2 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. She's got 2 points. 25-23, the Grand Rapids lead at 2. Raiders the basketball under 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Steal out high by Jayla Bibbs. He's got a one-on-one, left side of the lane, spins, lays it up, no good. Rebound Jenkins, her pass to the left side is lost out of bounds off of LMC. It goes to Grand Rapids. The Redhawks a chance to tie it there, not able to cash in. Grand Rapids will have it up by two, 3:15 to go in the second quarter. LMC back into their half-court defense as Odom will walk it up over the timeline for Grand Rapids. The free throw line, Pendred, she'll drive it down the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, loose ball rebound. Monet Palmer for LMC. Monet quickly down the right side for the Lady Red Hawks. Pulls up on the wing. Now she'll look to drive, leans in from the left side of the lane, lays it up, no good, gets her own rebound. Did not touch the rim, so the shot clock is not reset, down to 15 seconds to shoot. Jenkins, left wing to Palmer. Top of the key, it comes to Bibbs. Jayla goes right side, Jenkins, 8 seconds to shoot. Samantha, left side of the lane, there, Alexander. Brianna will lay it up, no good. Rebound to Grand Rapids. 2.5 to play in the half. Grand Rapids leads it, 25-23. from the right side. Deep three-point jumper for Odom. No good. Rebound is out of bounds off of LMC. It'll go back. Take that back. It's off Grand Rapids. It's going to go to LMC. And on the dead ball, Taylor Segelis re-enters the lineup for Patrick Daniel and the Lady Redhawks. Delaney Basker will get a breather for LMC. Redhawks, a chance to tie. Three-pointer gives them the lead. 2:15 to go in the half. Segelis on the box left side. Shot's not there. She'll come out high. Jenkins, top of the key. Three-point jumper. Rattles out. No good. Rebound put back up for Jayla Phipps is good. Phipps with two. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside. 2:04 to play. LMC 25. Grand Rapids 25 on 106.1 and 1400. WSJM Sports.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better?
Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls?
Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make pizza night even better. Especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawks Nest. 2:04 to go, second quarter. Women's part of our MCCAA women's men's doubleheader. Lake Michigan College 25, Grand Rapids Community College 25. Grand Rapids, the basketball coming out of the timeout. Full court pressure by LMC. Raiders will break it Monday, right wing. Open three, this one's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Grand Rapids. It'll go to LMC. Patrick Daniel is going to go back to the bench as Delaney Basker checks back in for Taylor Segelis. LMC the basketball. We're tied at 25. Minute 45 to go in the half. Palmer free throw line to Basker. Left side Jenkins. Sam to the top of the key. Alexander open for three and Brianna sinks it. Brianna Alexander's got 5 points. 28-25 is the LMC lead. Grand Rapids the basketball. Mundy up over the timeline, tripped up, no call. Get it to the right side of the lane, follow away jumper, Pendred, no. So that's going to be tipped away into the hands of Sargent. Her jumper from the right side, no good. LMC the rebound. Brianna Alexander will outlet to Monet Palmer. Palmer has it at the top of the key, minute five to go in the half. LMC up by three. Alexander in the right wing. She'll look to drive inside the free throw line. Dump it down low to Basker. Delaney wraparound layup is tipped away. No good. Loose ball tracked down by Sam Jenkins. 9 seconds to shoot. Basker into the right wing. Palmer. Palmer will drive it into the lane. Dump it down low to Basker. Shot is blocked and the loose ball picked up by Grand Rapids. 43 seconds to go in the half. Grand Rapids to basketball. They trail it by three. Odom standing inside the midcourt circle as she directs traffic to set up the offense. Down to 30 seconds to go in the quarter, 13 on the shot clock. Into the corner right side, Mundy, right side of the lane to Griffune. She'll look to lean in. She does lay it up, no good, and the loose ball rebound to LMC. 18 seconds to go in the half. Monet Palmer down the right side. LMC will play for one shot. Palmer in the high right wing, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Picked up by Mundy defensively. She wants to drive, she will. Leaning jumper is no good. Basker, the rebound put back up is blocked. Gets it back, puts it back up, no good. And that's going to do it for the first half. We will take a break. We've played two here at the Hawks Nest. In the MCCAA Women's Western Conference Showdown, our score at the half is Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
If you're an electrician, a good one, you're making a good paycheck. You should be. But look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career on a great path that includes an amazing health care plan, a 401k, and pensions, not to mention a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Get what you want, what you really, really want, for just $5. It's the $5 lineup from Pizza Hut. Choose from a lineup of your favorite Pizza Hut menu items for just $5 each when you get two or more. Your Pizza Hut favorites, like a medium one-topping pizza, double your order of breadsticks, eight bone-out wings, single pan of pasta, or even the new Cinnabon mini rolls are just $5 when you order two or more. It's the Pizza Hut $5 lineup, so you get what you want, what you really, really want. Check it out today from Pizza Hut.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Bill McDonald back at the Hawk's Nest. Halftime of the women's part of our doubleheader out of the MCCAA West. It's Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25. Jeremy Schaefer, men's coach here at Lake Michigan College, joining us as we get ready for the showdown between them and Grand Rapids. And Grand Rapids have been playing some pretty decent basketball. You fell to them the first time they were at their place. What, they're leading the conference standings right now. What do they do well?
They do a lot of damage out of their ball screen offense. So they have the ability to use those ball screens to create some space, draw help, and then they make plays for each other. They're willing passers and make good decisions, and that's really tough to defend if they execute well.
You know, a couple of guys that I saw had nice games for you also had nice games, a nice game against Michigan the other night, including number 10. Is it Damian Ryans?
Yeah, Sammy. Sammy can really shoot it, and so he's always a threat. When we played up there, the message was you can't let him get going. And the first two opportunities he saw were catch and shoot threes with nobody in his face, and when he gets those, he's going to cause problems for you on the night.
You know, for you guys, because of injuries, the first half, three quarters of the season, you weren't at full strength. Now that you're at full strength, you have the likes of Jordan Hogan's back in the lineup and then also John Bowman. Now that you have the full complement, what's the potential of it? Now, granted, there's not a whole lot of the season left, but what's the potential this team actually has now?
Yeah, we'd love to have Jordan back. We actually lost him again. He was out with an illness, and reared its ugly head a second time, so he's done for the year, but we still have the ability to be a lockdown defensive team. If we execute defensively, we've got the athletes to hold anyone down. Justin Henderson the other night had three blocks, can turn and protect the rim for us, and we've got guards that can pressure the ball but still keep it in front, and we just have to stay locked in on that end. And get back in transition all the time to make teams see that defense, and we can be really solid there.
Yeah, the last few times I like what I've seen from Justin Henderson on the floor for you.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He loves to find contact. When he catches inside, he's not looking to shoot over the top of you very often. He wants to go through you first and get you off balance, and it's fun to watch. I think he's got even more skill on the perimeter than he's shown us so far this year. And we'll start to see a little bit more of that in these last few games as we know he's building towards a sophomore year.
Now, last week when we were here on Wednesday, Luke Meyer had a breakout game, like 18 points for you in that contest.
Yeah, that guy walks on the floor, and some nights he's just a different player. And he's been battling some illness this last week.
Yeah.
So we've been, of course, he scores 18 the next game. He could barely breathe. He was running back to the locker room. So hopefully he's healthy tonight, because when he asserts himself, he's able to just kind of keep guys off balance. He has a uniqueness about his game that makes him hard to defend, and it allows him to get to places some other guys might not get to.
And all season long, we've talked about the play of Cedric Porter, and this has been a solid force for you from start to finish this year.
Yeah, and you've got to love a player like Ced. He comes in with a mindset that every opportunity to play is an opportunity to win a game, and he's not satisfied unless he's put us in a place to do that. And so Having a guy like that as a leader that refuses to let guys off the hook, holds people accountable, holds himself accountable. Those are great qualities in a player, and even if he's not the leading scorer, you need leaders like that in your program.
And I know what's got to be frustrating for the guys and for you as well, is you've seen spurts from different guys, different ball games. I remember Andrew McGurty, the game at Glen Oaks, he couldn't miss from outside the arc, and you know, you have that in different performances. If everything could come together in four quarters of a game, you guys could be unstoppable.
Yeah, and we've seen leads in a lot of games. We talk a lot as a team about what we call the Superman complex, where we get in close games and guys try to do a little more than what they're capable of, try to extend that little bit, and trying to get them to understand if you continue to do what you're really good at, you don't have to try and do more than that. That's what we need out of you. And then on the nights the shot's really going, two things are going to happen. The defense is going to adjust and get to you, and then you've got to trust that your game at that point needs to do something else and maybe get it to a teammate to let them use their skills, or they're not going to get there and you're just going to continue to make shots.
Yeah.
So pretty simple equation, but when you're on the floor and your emotions are running, sometimes you can't keep those things locked in as tight as you want to.
I guess finally, after tonight, three games left in the regular season, it's an opportunity really for the sophomores. They're the last three games to play for Lake Michigan College, lay on the line, but for the younger players to get, you know, some more playing time, get established, getting ready for next year.
Yeah, and I've had the opportunity this week to talk to a lot of our players, those sophomores, about what their goals are moving forward, whether they're going to continue to play, and talking to the freshmen about, here may be some more opportunity for you, let's take advantage of it, and trying to be real communicative with those players so that they understand where we're at. But the other thing they all understand is we see Grand Rapids tonight. We see Lansing on Saturday, who are up at the top of the league. It's a great opportunity to put a mark on our tally that we beat one of those top teams. And then Glen Oaks next week on Monday night, they're right at the edge of that playoff position. And I love their team, I love their starting lineup, but I'd also love to be the guy that causes some problems for them Monday night. And Muskegon could end up in that same situation when we see them Wednesday. So it may not be playing for our postseason quite as much at this point, but it's still playing to impact this league. And if you can't make the postseason, at least you can have an impact on it at this point.
Yeah, you definitely can, yeah. So, all right, keys tonight for Grand Rapids.
I think one of the big keys is how we handle that ball screen offense. We've been working on it nonstop the last 2 days in practice. If you've seen Jimmy James tweet out, he's watching us a little bit, seeing how we're preparing for that. So a great fan for us to have, and
most
sliding
definitely
in, watching some of our practices these days. So really managing that, and then understanding that offensive kind of mindset of whoever's open has to be able to execute, because teams have really started to pay attention to Sed and Kyrie Williams as guys that have scored near 20 points a game in the league. We have a lot of other guys like Luke that can step up, like John Bowman who can step up, like Andrew McGort who can get hot from the perimeter, and then pair it with Justin Henderson and Jaguar Jackson being really aggressive. You never know what the combinations can do. We just have to trust those combinations.
All right, good to see you. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, more coming up at the half in the women's part of our doubleheader. Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Temperatures go up and temperatures go down. And sometimes when they go way down. When your thermostat acts like a yo-yo, remember the Crew in Blue is here to keep you in your comfort zone. Any weather, any circumstance, any budget. For immediate help financing any service or any equipment, see City's website today. That's cityplumbing-heating.com. Call the Crew in Blue at City today, a Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, keeping you in your comfort zone.
One size fits all. There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
We're back at the Hawk's Nest. Halftime score, the women's portion of our doubleheader is Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25. Coming up as soon as we're done here with the women's men's doubleheader, it is NCAA basketball, a showdown out of the ACC as North Carolina takes on Duke. That's coming up later on tonight at tip-off shortly after 9 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. And then coming up tomorrow night, it's Michigan Wolverine basketball. The Wolverines take on Minnesota. And then Friday night, it is a girls-boys high school basketball doubleheader out of the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division as St. Joe travels to Portage Central. And then after this week, the regular season for boys is done. We get the district tournament underway next week. It's going to be a busy week of boys high school basketball district play next week right here on WSJM Sports. Here at the half, the women's part of our doubleheader is Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25. We take a look at the halftime stats for LMC. Jayla Bibb is the only Lady Red Hawk at double figures. She's got 11 points tonight. 7 points for Samantha Jenkins, 5 apiece for Monet Palmer and Brianna Alexander. For Grand Rapids, just one Raider in double figures. That is Raven Mundy. Mundy's got 12 points tonight, 6 for Maya Jordan. 4 points for Kendall Griffune and 3 on the night for Haley Bremeyer. Lake Michigan College basketball on WSJM Sports tonight is brought to you in part by Rogers Foodland, Pizza Hut, and Edgewater Bank. We will take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half. Halftime score here at the Hawk's Nest. Lake Michigan College 28, Grand Rapids 25 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're sick of staring at the same four walls.
Oh, you got the cabin fever.
When you're sick of driving the same four wheels.
Doc, we've got another acute case of needs a new motoritis fever.
Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their immediate need to clear out winter inventory and OW now. Get out. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. Cure your fever today.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice, we don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better?
Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls?
Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make pizza night even better. Especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut pizza night even better.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are your specials for this week. Dole Head Lettuce is 10 for $10 each. Chobani Greek Yogurts are 10 for $10. Chef Boyardee Pasta is 10 for $10. And 8-ounce packages of Daisy Sour Cream are also 10 for $10.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawk's Nest, getting ready for the second half. It's Lake Michigan College and Grand Rapids here on WSJM Sports. LMC leads it by 3 here at the half, 28-25. LMC's biggest lead in the first half was 6 points. Grand Rapids' biggest lead in the first half was 5. LMC keeping pace with Muskegon atop the conference standings. Coming into tonight, both LMC and Muskegon 12-2 on the year. Muskegon is at home as they host Kalamazoo Valley tonight. We'll keep our eye on that. We'll let you know the outcome tomorrow morning during morning sports beat to see where the Lady Redhawks sit after tonight's ballgame. The alternate possession belongs to Grand Rapids as we begin the third quarter here at the Hawks Nest. And at the free throw line, Emily Pendred get it to the top of the key. Haley Bremeyer, now a follow-away jumper right side of the lane is no good, and the rebound will come out to LMC. Monet Palmer quickly into the offensive end, in between the circles, handed off into the right wing to Jayla Bibbs. Left side, Brianna Alexander. Alexander will get it back to Bibbs from the left side. She'll go baseline, running jumper is no good. Loose ball rebound out of bounds off of LMC. It'll go to Grand Rapids. A little more than 30 seconds gone here in quarter number three at the Hawks Nest. LMC leads it 28-25. Grand Rapids the basketball. Three-quarter court pressure. Pass kicked out of bounds off of LMC. It will stay with Grand Rapids. The inbound along the near sideline in between the edge of the LMC bench and the scorer's table. With LMC knocking it away, kicking it out of bounds, it'll be a new shot clock at 30 seconds. And now we're going to have an official's stoppage of play. They come over to the scorer's table for some sort of confirmation. They had reset the shot clock. I was wondering about that. But now they adjusted down to 25 seconds. So it's 25 seconds on the shot clock as Grand Rapids will get it inbound along the near sideline in the backcourt. Haley Bremeyer will trigger it in. She gets it to Raven Mundy. Mundy, leading Grand Rapids with 12 points on the night, loses her footing and she gets it up over the timeline. Nice job, though, to get it out to Elias Sargent. Sargent, right side of the lane to Emily Pendred. She'll lay it up and good. Pendred, her first bucket tonight, pulls Grand Rapids to within one. LMC, the one-point lead, 28-27. A little more than 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Jayla Bitt from the right side. She'll lay it up, no good, but she's fouled on the way in. We'll see if it's before the shot or during the shot. And the Grand Rapids foul is on Raven Mundy, her first, team's first of the quarter, and the foul was on the shot, so it sends Jayla to the free throw line to shoot two. One for two at the free throw line tonight. First one is off the mark, no good. One more coming up for Jayla. In between the free throws, Taylor Segelis will re-enter the lineup for LMC. Monet Palmer will check out. Second free throw coming up for Bibbs. That bounces out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Grand Rapids. Monet Palmer checked out. She's going to go to the trainer's room. Looks like they're going to tend to her right wrist. Grand Rapids the basketball down by one. 8.5 to go, third quarter. Pass to the top of the key. Mundy open for a three-point jumper off the mark. No good. Alexander with the defensive rebound for LMC. Got it to Jenkins. Sam left side to Gellis. Taylor looking down low. There's nothing there. Comes back out to Jenkins. Left side, Michelle Knox to Bibbs. Jayla to the right wing to Jenkins. 13 seconds to shoot. Hands it back off to Bibbs. She'll drive the lane, lay it up. Rolls out, no good. Segelis the rebound. A new shot clock for LMC to Knox in the right wing. Michelle thought about a three. She'll bounce it right side of the lane to Segelis. Now left side, open for a three-point jumper. Sam Jenkins, no good. Rebound, Michelle Knox. Another new shot clock for LMC. Segelis back to Jenkins. Now Knox. Michelle from the right wing. Three-point jumper rattles out. No good. Loose ball rebound LMC. Jayla Bibbs puts it back up. No good. Second attempt. That's no good. But she's fouled on the shot. And Jayla's going to go back to the free throw line to shoot two. Grand Rapids foul. Elias Sargent. That's her second. Team second of the quarter. Jayla Bibbs will be at the line to shoot two. She's 1 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She has 11 points. First one for Jayla off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up. Got 11 points tonight at 8, the first time the two teams met earlier this season in Grand Rapids in mid-January. Second free throw coming up for Bibbs. This one off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound will come out to Haley Bremeyer. To the left side, Sargent along the baseline Pendred. Back to Sargent. Now top of the key. Bremaier to reset the offense. Pass down along the baseline is lost out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. It's going to go back to LMC. Redhawks lead it by one, 28-27. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Samantha Jenkins in between the circles. Looks right side. She'll get it to Bibbs. Jalen will drive it in, lay it up. It's blocked out of bounds. It's out of bounds off of the block. It stays with LMC underneath. 7:12 to go in the quarter. 28-27 is the LMC lead. Lake Michigan College basketball and WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by IMS, Insurance Management Service. Pass goes to Brianna Alexander in the box left side, all alone, lays it up and good. Alexander's got 7 points. 30-27, the LMC lead back up to three. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side of the lane, driving in. Hallie Bremaier lays it up and good. Hallie Bremaier now with 5 points. 30-29 is the LMC lead. Lady Redhawks to basketball. Top of the key, Alexander. Pass goes left side to LaShelle Knox. She'll drive it in, lay it up. No good. Rebound, Bibbs put back up. That's no good. Jayla gets it back, puts it off the glass, and good. Jayla Bibbs with 13 points. .625 to go in the quarter. Follow away jumper, right side of the lane, along the baseline for Grand Rapids, no good. Rebound comes out to Mundy. Deep three from the left side is good. Raven Mundy has got 15 points. We're tied at 32. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Taylor Segelis at the top of the key. Pass to the left side is knocked out of bounds off of Grand Rapids. It will stay with LMC. Redhawks will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. I should say from the far side in the offensive end. They'll get it to Jenkins. Sam running jumper in the lane. One-handed jumper is good. Samantha Jenkins with 9 points. 34-32 LMC, the two-point lead. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Sargent. Get into the high right wing. Pull-up jumper is up and good just on top of the arc for two for Hallie Bremaier. Bremeyer's got 7 on the night. 34-34, we are tied at the Hawks Nest. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Segelis has the top of the key for LMC. To the free throw line, loses it on the floor, picked up by Knox, 7 seconds to shoot. LaShelle will drive it in, lay it up, no good. Rebound comes out to Jayla Bibbs, new shot clock for LMC. Jayla will look to lay one up, no good, but she's fouling the shot. Grand Rapids foul is on Maya Jordan. That'll be her third. Team's third of the quarter. She's gonna send Jayla Bibbs to the free throw line to shoot two. Takes a deep breath, one dribble, two. First free throw is good. 14 points for Jayla Bibbs. One more free throw coming up. In between the free throws, Kendall Griffin will check into the lineup for Grand Rapids. Second free throw coming up for Bibbs. And rattles around and out, no good. Segelis, the offensive rebound put back up, is deflected, but the rebound pulled down by Brianna Alexander. She'll bring it out to Sam Jenkins to reset the offense. LMC up by a one with the basketball, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Segelis at the top of the key, open for three, off the back of the rim, no. Another offensive rebound for Brianna Alexander. Alexander has it in between the circles. We'll leave it off for Bibbs in the high right wing. Nice give and go to a wide open Sam Jenkins down low. Samantha will lay it up and good. Four in the quarter, 11 on the night for Jenkins. 37-34, LMC up by three and a steal by Jayla Bibbs. Bibbs will get it to Jenkins. Back to Bibbs, left side, lay it up, no good. And the rebound comes out to Grand Rapids. Raiders to basketball, they trail it by three, 4:10 to go in the third quarter. We'll have a timeout. Grand Rapids will step aside with 4:08 to play in quarter number three. LMC 37, Grand Rapids 34. on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawk's Nest. Nathan Ross, our producer, back in our studios. Score, Lake Michigan College 37, Grand Rapids 34. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. It's Grand Rapids basketball coming out of the timeout. Bill Inbound just on the offensive side of the midcourt stripe. They'll get it right side of the lane to Emily Pendred. Emily goes left side, and the pass comes to Ellie Bremayer, and she's fouled with the pass coming in. LMC foul is on Jayla Bibbs for second. Team's first of the quarter, and the inbound pass stolen away by LMC. Monet Palmer will jog it up over the timeline to the free throw line, drives the lane, her layup off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound, loses it on the floor, it's picked up by Grand Rapids. Sargent quickly into the offensive end. She will wait for the rest of the Raiders to get into the offensive side and then set up the offense. In the left wing, Bremayer, her pass down low, tipped away, and the loose ball picked up by LMC. In transition, pass goes to Jenkins. Sam, left side of the lane, about a 15-foot jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound Grand Rapids, Carly Odom, and we've got a whistle and I think a technical foul possibly assessed to the LMC bench. So that's going to send Grand Rapids to the free throw line. Patrick Danieli is upset. I think there was a push underneath in the Grand Rapids end that he saw, I think I had seen, but the officials did not see. Cannot call if they didn't see it. First free throw, no good for Bremayer. One more coming up. Second free throw for Halley is also no good. It will be Grand Rapids basketball. To inbound along the near sideline and the offensive end, just on the offensive side of midcourt. Before they inbound, the officials want to make sure that the shot clock is reset. It was at 27. Now they put it to 30. Now the official comes over to the scorer's table, see if they reset it again. They put it back to 27. Grand Rapids to inbound at midcourt. They trail it by three. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the lane, Pendred. Top side, Bremayer drives it in, loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by LMC. Morgan Hughes checked in during the last stoppage of play. She'll leave it off with Jenkins. Sam at the top of the key. Brings it to the left side of the lane and a foul out high. This is going to be on Grand Rapids. Raiders follows on Hallie Bremayer, her third, team's fourth of the quarter. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. LMC leads it by three. Jenkins in the right wing to Hughes in between the circles. Morgan down the left side of the lane, leans in, jumper rattles out, no good. Rebound to Grand Rapids, Carly Odom. Odom down the left side, picks up the dribble. In between the circles, here's Bremayer. Deep three-point jumper rattles out, no good. Bibbs the defensive rebound for LMC. Jayla quickly down the right side. She'll take it in, lay it up, and no, but a foul on the way up. Jayla Bibbs goes back to the free throw line. Grand Rapids fouls on Elias Sargent. That'll be her third. Team's fifth. Jayla Bibbs to shoot two. First one off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up. Davis spent a lot of time at the free throw line here in the third quarter. In between the free throws, Raven Mundy checks back in for Grand Rapids. Bibbs' second free throw. Off the front of the rim, no good. Taylor Segelis, the offensive rebound. She'll bring it to the far side. Leave it off for Jenkins. Sam in the left wing. Three-point jumper, no good. Bibbs, the rebound put back is good. Jayla Bibbs with 16 points tonight. 39-34, LMC up by five. Grand Rapids, the basketball. And a foul on the Redhawks is Haley Breemeyer, who was dribbling down the right side of the lane. LMC fouls on Jayla Bibbs. That'll be her third. Team's second of the quarter. Grand Rapids to inbound along the baseline. Take that back. That's going to be the third foul on LMC. Grand Rapids to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Breemeyer will get it out high to Griffune. Leaves it out for Mundy. To the right side, Breemeyer. Cross-court pass. Three-point jumper. Carly Odom no good, and the long rebound comes out to LMC. From the right wing, Morgan Hughes, three-point jumper off the mark, no good. Brianna Alexander, the rebound. Looks down low from the left side, nothing there, keeps the dribble, she'll drive herself. Now a step at left side. Taylor Segelis, hook shot up and good. Segelis with two, timeout on the floor. We'll step aside, a minute 34 to go in the third. It's LMC 41, Grand Rapids 36, and 106-1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the LMC timeout, minute 34 to go in the third quarter. Lake Michigan College 41, Grand Rapids 34. 7-point advantage for LMC, their biggest lead of the night. Grand Rapids' biggest lead has been five. Raiders in the paint, hook shot, Griffune no good. Loose ball picked up by LMC. Bibbs down the right side for the Lady Redhawks. Comes out high to Jenkins. Left side, Alexander. Three-point jumper is good. Brianna Alexander, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 10 points. 44-34. LMC has opened up a 10-point lead late here in the third quarter. Baseline jumper right side. Griffune no good. Bibbs the defensive rebound for LMC. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the Redhawks leading it by 10. Samantha Jenkins in between the circles, looking over to head coach Patrick Daniels, see what he wants the Lady Redhawks to do here. To Morgan Hughes, left side, three-point jumper, no. Rebound, Segelis put back up, that's no good. Rebound will come out to Grand Rapids. And the Raiders can play for one shot if they elect to. At the free throw line, pull-up jumper rims out for Breemeyer, and the rebound comes out to LMC. Redhawks will probably play for one shot, no. Jenkins will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Grand Rapids to rebound, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Mundy up over the timeline, loses it on the floor, picked up by Alexander. Right side to Bibbs, Jayla will lay it up, and runs out, no good. Jenkins to follow, no good. Rebound put back up by Alexander. That is good at the buzzer. And that will do it for the third quarter. We will take a break. We played three at the Hawks. That's with the score. Lake Michigan College 46, Grand Rapids 34, at 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
If you're an electrician with 5 years experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
One size fits all. There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Hawks Nest of Lake Michigan College. One more quarter to play, the women's portion of our doubleheader. It is Lake Michigan College 46, Grand Rapids 34, the 12-point advantage for LMC, their biggest lead of the night. Jayla Bibbs leading LMC with 16 points. For Grand Rapids being paced by Raven Mundy. She's got 15 on the night. LMC the basketball to begin the fourth quarter on the alternate possession. They'll lose it in the offensive end. Mundy right side of the lane for Grand Rapids. Her pull-up jumper is good. Raven Mundy now with 17 points tonight. 46-36, the LMC lead sits at 10. Red Hawks the basketball. In the left wing, Jayla Bibbs. Dump it left side of the lane to Elisha Craig. Back to Bibbs left side. Outside the arc, 10 seconds to shoot. Get it to Hughes. Morgan drives the right side of the lane. She'll lay it up and good. Morgan Hughes, who earned first bucket tonight. She's got 2 points. It's 48-36 LMC. Almost 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter here at LMC. Driving baseline. Mundy wraparound layup for Grand Rapids. No good. LMC the rebound. Craig will get it to Hughes. She'll leave it off for Jenkins and Sam to jog it up over the timeline. Goes left side to Hughes. Top of the key, Bibbs. Jayla looks right. There's nothing there. Now there is. She'll get it off to Jenkins. To Hughes, back to Jenkins in the right wing. Right side of the lane to Craig. And she travels with it. Turnover is going to give it back to LMC, or give it back to Grand Rapids. Lake Michigan College basketball on WSJM Sports tonight. Brought to you in part by the NECA contractors and electrical workers of Local 153 and Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Minute and a half into the fourth quarter, LMC 48, Grand Rapids 36, the women's part of our doubleheader. Deep three-point jumper right wing, no good for Maya Jordan. Rebound comes back out to Grand Rapids. Jumper left side of the lane for Emily Pendred, no good. LMC clears the rebound. Hughes. Left side, Jenkins. Sam will drive it in. Shot is blocked. And the loose ball is picked up by LMC. Lost out of bounds. They say tipped out by Grand Rapids. It's going to stay with the Lady Redhawks. LMC will inbound from the far side in the offensive end. Brianna Alexander to trigger it in. 8 minutes, coming up on 8 minutes to go in the game. And LMC up by 12. 20 seconds on the shot clock for LMC. Jenkins goes left side to Bibbs. Jayla wants to go baseline. She's denied. Back to Jenkins in the left wing. Three-point jumper is good. 14 points for Samantha Jenkins. 51-36. LMC starting to pull away. Grand Rapids in the offensive end, going to lose it out of bounds along the baseline, and the turnover is going to give it back to LMC with 7:45 to go. Redhawks looking to improve to 13-2 in division play, and 21-5 on the season coming into tonight. LMC was tied with Muskegon for first place in the conference standings. Muskegon's hosting Kalamazoo Valley tonight. Jenkins left side, another three try. This one rims out, no good, and the rebound to Grand Rapids. Emily Pendred, get it to Bremeyer, and Halley up over the timeline, along the baseline, jumper is no good, rebound, Hughes, right side, Jenkins, Sam, left side of the lane to Craig, lost it out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Grand Rapids. 7 minutes, 11 seconds to play, the women's portion of our doubleheader. LMC leads Grand Rapids 51-36. Grand Rapids the basketball. Elias Sargent in the right wing. Go right side for a deep three-point jumper. That rims out no good for Maya Jordan. The rebound to LMC. It's Morgan Hughes. Hughes finds an opening down the paint, loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by Grand Rapids. Outlet into the offensive end. Elias Sargent. Sargent a one-on-one with Jenkins. Will lay it up and good. Sargent, her first bucket tonight. 51-38 is the LMC lead. Red Hawks the basketball. Bibbs from the right side wants to penetrate. She's denied. She'll try it again. She's picked up by Jordan defensively. Here we'll get it to Alexander from the free throw line. Looks to drive in. Lost it on the floor. Picked up by Jenkins. Her corner jumper from the left side. No good. Grand Rapids the rebound. 6:10 to go in the game. Bounce pass to the right side for Grand Rapids is knocked out of bounds off of LMC. It's going to stay with the Raiders. On the dead ball, substitutions for LMC. Lachelle Knox and Taylor Segelis check back in for Grand Rapids. Raven Mundy will re-enter the lineup for coach David Glazier. Grand Rapids to inbound in the corner left side. Breemeyer bring it out high to Mundy in the right wing. Her pass to the left side is going to be lost out of bounds off of LMC. Nice job on Maya Jordan for Grand Rapids to track it down and then bounce it off one of the Red Hawks. It's going to stay with Grand Rapids in the offensive end. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound pass that come to Breemeyer to the free throw line. Drives the lane, wants to lay it up, and she is fouled on the way up. LMC fouls on Taylor Segelis. Taylor with her second. Team's first of the quarter. Going to send Maya Jordan to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is no good. Take that back. It's Hallie Breemeyer at the free throw line. First one no good. One more coming up for the 5'9 sophomore. That one also no good. Michelle Knox clears the defensive rebound for LMC. The offensive end, Bibbs, get it down low to Segelis. Will lay it up, no good, but she's fouled on the shot. She was fouled by Maya Jordan. Maya, that's going to be her fourth personal foul. Team's first of the quarter. Taylor Segelis will be at the line to shoot two here for LMC. Taylor's first trip to the line tonight. She's got 2 points. First free throw rims around and in. One more coming up for Taylor. 6'3 freshman out of Comstock Park. At 14 points, last time out, the win over Jackson for LMC. Second free throw for Segelis is good. Taylor with 4 points, 53-38. LMC back up by 15. Grand Rapids the basketball as we come up on 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Baseline right side, Emily Pendred wants to drive. She's denied, get it to Mundy. Leading jumper along the baseline, no good, but she's fouled on the way up. LMC foul is on Brianna Alexander. Her first, team second. Raven Mundy at the line to shoot two. The first one bounces out, no good. One more coming up for Mundy. Hails out of Kentwood, went to Tri-Unity Christian High School. Her second free throw, rims out, no good. Michelle Knox the rebound for LMC. Michelle down the right sideline, lost it on the floor, tracked down by Jenkins. To Segelis, right wing, three-point jumper is good. Taylor Segelis from outside the arc. She's got 7 points, 56-38, LMC the lead. Grand Rapids calls timeout, will step aside with 5:08 to play. LMC 56, Grand Rapids 38, and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services.
We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice, we don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job, and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
Temperatures go up and temperatures go down. And sometimes when they go way down. When your thermostat acts like a yo-yo, remember the crew in blue is here to keep you in your comfort zone. Any weather, any circumstance, any budget. For immediate help financing any service or any equipment, see City's website today. That's cityplumbing-heating.com. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Keeping you in your comfort zone.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Grand Rapids timeout, Raiders the basketball. They trail it by 18. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Raiders the basketball from the corner right side. Three-point jumper. Raven Mundy bounces out. Back in again. 5 three-pointers for Raven Mundy. He's got 20 points on the night. And a foul on LMC as they get the ball down low. Going to be a charge. The officials want to make sure they've got the right call. Looks like it's going to be on Taylor Segelis. Taylor, her third. And the team's third. 56-41. LMC the lead. Grand Rapids the basketball coming up on 4.5 minutes to go till halftime. Griff Unal on the baseline. To the left side, she finds Greemeyer. Outlet to Mundy, loses it on the floor. Sam Jenkins ties it up. We've got a jump ball. The alternate possession keeps it with Grand Rapids. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Grand Rapids to inbound along the far sideline in the offensive end. Now they're going to see the inbound along the baseline. Well off to the right of their own bucket. Mundy to toss it in. Free throw line to Sargent. To Griffune. She'll drive it in, lay it up, and lost a handle on it. And we've got a foul on Grand Rapids going for the loose ball. It's on Raven Mundy. Mundy, her second. Team second of the quarter. LMC the basketball up 56-41. 4:15 to go in the game. Jenkins, shovel pass to the top of the key. Now to Segelis in the right wing. Taylor, a three, got it again. Taylor Segelis, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 10 points. 59-41. LMC back up by 18. Mundy from the left side. Three-point jumper for Grand Rapids. No good. Loose ball rebound to Sargent. She'll get it to Griffin along the baseline. Right side of the lane to Breemeyer. She'll back it out to the corner. Pass to the right side of the lane. Pendred. Back along the baseline, short jumper for Breemeyer is good and a foul. Hallie's going to go to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. LMC foul on Taylor Segelis, her fourth. Team's fourth on the dead ball. Maya Jordan re-enters the lineup for Coach David Glazier and Grand Rapids. Breemeyer. Looking to complete the three-point play. Free throw is no good. Rebound off to the right of the lane comes to Sam Jenkins. Jenkins dribbling out high, looking at a man-to-man. Ellie Breemeyer picks her up. Right side to Bibbs. Jayla in the wing, steps inside the arc. Now she'll look to drive. Outlet to Jenkins to the free throw line. Sam's pull-up jumper is no good. Brianna Alexander, another offensive rebound. Looking for an outlet. She'll go right side. Segelis on top of the arc. Jumper for two. Rims out. No good. The rebound to Grand Rapids. 3 minutes to go in the game. LMC up 59-43. On the baseline right side, Jordan will look to drive in. Lost it on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. This time the alternate possession is going to give it to LMC. The Lady Redhawks here in quarter number four has been pulling away. Now lead it 59-43. A win leaves LMC at worst in a first place tie for first place. With Muskegon, if Muskegon wins, they'll remain tied. If Muskegon is upset by Kalamazoo Valley in Muskegon, LMC will have the top spot all to themselves. Sam Jenkins looks to go left side of the lane, loses the handle on it. Here comes Mundy down the middle of the lane. She'll lay it up and got it, and a foul. Raven Mundy's going to go to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. LMC fouls on LaShelle Knox for second. Team's fifth. Grand Rapids is in the bonus the rest of the night. Free throw for Mundy, no good. Rebound to LMC. 2.5 to play. The Redhawks up 59-43. Jenkins has the dribble at the top of the key. Shovel right side in front of the inside the arc to Jayla Bibbs. Get it to Segelis. The ball is stripped away and the loose ball is picked up by Grand Rapids. Riemeyer. Drive right side of the lane. Lay it up. No good. Jayla Bibbs the rebound for LMC. Jayla. Scoop it right side. Sam Jenkins inside the arc. No good along the baseline. And the rebound comes out to Grand Rapids. 2 minutes to go in the game. And LMC up 59-45. Riemeyer pass to the right side of the lane is intercepted by LMC. And on the outlet pass, we've got a foul on Grand Rapids. Looks like Helly Riemeyer will pick up her fourth personal foul. Team's eight. Substitutions for LMC. Elisha Craig and Delaney Basker checking back in for the Red Hawks. LaShelle Knox and Taylor Segelis will get a breather. Jenkins toss it left side to Alexander. Top of the key to Craig. Left side back to Jenkins. Sam one-on-one against Hallie Bremeyer. She'll find Baster, left side, Alexander. Top of the key, Craig. Three-point jumper is good. Alicia Craig off the bench. Her first bucket comes outside the arc. She's got 3 points. And the Redhawks are up off the bench on that one. The left side, Sargent, three-point jumper, no. Follow on the right box, though, good for Pendrib. And the rebound comes out to LMC. Minute 10 to go in the game, and the Redhawks up 62-45. Sam Jenkins in between the circles. To Bibbs right side. Jayla wants to bounce it down low. Nothing there. Top of the key, Alexander. Now she'll go left side to Jenkins. Three-point jumper is no good. Rebound comes out to Grand Rapids. Under a minute to go in the game. LMC's going to win this one. Stay at least tied with Muskegon for first place in the MCCAA West. Pass down low for Grand Rapids. We come to Pendred. In the lane, Mundy, leaning jumper no good, gets her own rebound and a new shot clock, 34 seconds to go in the game. Right side, driving in. Riemeyer, lost it on the floor, picked up by LMC, and the Red Hawks gonna run off the clock here, up 62-45. That's what Jayla Bibbs is gonna do. She'll bring it out. Dribble near the midcourt stripe. Down to 10 seconds to go. Grand Rapids really not going to contest the dribble. They'll let LMC run this one out. And the Lady Redhawks, now winners of 5 in a row. And they are 10-1 in their last 11 games. And they remain at least tied with Muskegon atop the standings in the MCCAA West, depending on what Grand Rapids or what Muskegon does later on tonight. LMC, we know, stays in first place. We will take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the women's portion of our doubleheader. Our score from the Hawks Nest, Lake Michigan College 62, Grand Rapids 45 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.